Hello, everyone. Sandow podcast number 47. Today, we'll be doing a text-based interview with biversenart.eth, spelled biversenart.eth, if you're looking at the Sandbox DAO delegation page. Biversenart is from Turkey, also called Turkiye. And today we are going to be doing a text-based meet and greet with Biversenart, and also serves as a learning opportunity to get to know who Biversenart is and what their approach to voting is. That's the scope of the talk for today. Disclaimer, I do not represent the Sandbox game or the Sandbox DAO Foundation. I'm not your financial or legal advisor, and nothing I say is to be taken as financial or legal advice. When I say the word SIP, I mean Sandbox Improvement Proposal. When I say the word DAO, I mean decentralized autonomous organization. And when I say SANFAM, I mean the Sandbox community who participate in the people, product, and purpose of the Sandbox ecosystem. That ecosystem is made up of the people, which is everyone from gamers to Sandbox team, product, everything from the game client to the DAO, and the purpose, which was originally written into the white paper in 2020. And also expounded upon by the Sandbox co-founders and leadership team about being the cultural capital of the metaverse to empower creators. All that comes together to create the ecosystem, of which today's podcast is about the DAO delegates portion in the people sector. The scorecard and the checkbook have not moved because the DAO team has been hard at work at implementing the delegation process. So we are still at 2.3 million SAN spent over a 15.5 million budget. The road to the DAO began May 28th, 2024, when it was announced via a Medium article. Then, in September 10th, the Sandbox DAO admin team opened up delegation applications, and on November 13th, 12 delegates were announced for the Sandbox DAO as approved official delegates. Today, one such delegate that we interviewed via text is Biversenart from Turkiye, and the description on the delegation page reads, "Stay free, stay true. I train the community in Vox editing and Game Maker on live stream. We organize events and distribute prizes through our studio. In short, we get support from the community and we are pioneers in many areas. I think I can be the voice of the community for DAO." So let's go with question number one. Biversenart, what is your background? Biversenart wrote, "I used to do graphic design and post-production work. In 2015, I entered the cryptocurrency industry, realized that blockchain technology was the future and discovered Sandbox about 4 years ago. After spending some time with the game-making tools, we founded It's Some Jam Studio with Pure Tiger." So when I go to It's Some Jam, you can see right away that there's in the banner, there's some familiar experiences like Color Catch, which is currently in Alpha Season 4 and 00, and Steve Aoki Dream. So that's pretty cool. You click the Trusted Partner website or a Sandbox profile, and you can see in the experiences, Yes and Jam Game Studio is a landowner. They have assets. And in the experiences, it looks like there are eight different experiences, one of which is Color Catch, which most people know and have played. Love it or hate it, it's a good game. And here you can see the game itself is you're running across up and up and up platforms, and there is a color that it announces. You have 5 or so seconds to jump to the next platform and get all the way to whatever color it is, because all the other platforms disappear. So you have to make your way all the way up. So whether you are super frustrated because you can't get up, like me, I keep falling, or if you are just a pro at it, it's still a really, really unique and interesting game. Okay. Biversenart wrote further, "I am now a game maker at Yet Some Jam Game Studio. I am an Alpha Season 4 ambassador. I have been a game maker since version 9. I prepared Sandbox Turkiye training sets. I gave Game Maker and Vox Edit training on Sandbox Turkiye Twitch channel, I was instructor in Sandbox Turkey hackathons and a juror in game competitions. I placed first 2 times in the Sandbox hashtag Saturday screenshot event. I have various degrees in 12 game jam competitions under the name of Studio. 2 of our games were selected for alpha season. First being Color Catch, which we showed. And the second one being Newborn Retribution. Which when you go there, if you go there, you'll see, looks like it is a... looks like it's a, it's an arena fighter. Try not to die. So you survive waves of discs that come at you. Kind of almost looks like the old Guitar Hero, but instead of hitting the chords, you're trying to avoid the little chords from hitting you. So cool. Those are 2 games that were selected for Alpha Season from the It's Sim Game Jam Studio, of which Biversonart is a game maker at. Biversonart further wrote about his background, his or her background. I also try to help people in the community with Game Maker and VoxEdit as much as I can. And then Biversonart gave me their Sandstorm profile, which had a lot of assets, and I mean a ton of voxel art. It looks really cool too. Biversonart looks like a very talented voxel artist. Looks like also I see a variant there of the blue alpha dragon. Looks like a sand dragon called Dragon Kingu. Okay. Second question is, when did you become SandFam? Biversonart wrote, February 2020, I knew old 2D mobile sandbox since 2015. When they entered the crypto sector in 2018, my interest increased. Question 3, what has been your involvement in the sandbox community? Biversonart wrote, I've been in the industry. I've always wanted to make games. I don't have the skills like Unity and Unreal. When I saw Sandbox Tools, I discovered that I could fulfill this desire. People started to like what I was building. That's how I met the community and got involved. And then linked me the Sandstorm profile, which I just went over, and showed Color Catch. But also there was a tweet sent out last year about a game called Flappy Coffee. It looks like a kind of like a side-scroller, where you're jumping up across obstacles. So pretty cool. Clearly, Biversonart is a gifted game maker and voxel artist. So question 4, what was your motivation for applying to be a delegate? Biversonart wrote, to do something for the Turkish community and to increase the productivity of the sandbox ecosystem. Question 5, Snapshot shows no voting history. Have you voted in a DAO before? And when you look at Biversonart's Snapshot profile, you'll see that there's no activity yet. So Biversonart wrote an answer to that question. Yes, I have. I have voted in other DAO systems before, like Slingshot. I am very active as a sandbox ecosystem as a builder, preparing for Builders Challenge, Mogaverse, and Alpha Season 4 events. I haven't enough time for the sandbox DAO. I will start exploring the sandbox DAO. So that kind of makes sense. As Meta Worlds, the president of Meta Worlds, we were in Builders Challenge 1, and I know just how much that is. That's tough. That's really tough to try and manage all those things at once. So I completely understand where Biversonart is coming from. Makes sense that it's hard to do both. And question 6. How do you intend to approach voting? Yes, no, or abstain? Biversonart wrote, it depends on what the issue is about and its importance. I respect everyone's decision. And I've heard this from quite a number of delegates where they chose to say that their intended approach is to keep an open mind. And that's what I hear Biversonart speaking to right here, is respecting everyone's decision, respecting their proposal, and hearing them out. Question 7. Are you involved in any of the DAOs? Biversonart wrote, yes. I've been involved in blockchain technologies for a long time. It's not without minting NFTs, using Swap or Bridge, voting in DAOs, paying high gas fees, trading and getting hacked, or losing wallets a few times. And Biversonart gave me a smiley emoji there. Question 8. From your delegation description, what is the significance of stay free, stay true? Eversnart wrote, the two things a person should have, freedom and being true. So look the way you are, live the way you want. Question 9. From your delegate description, how many events have you organized and who through? Eversnart wrote, as Yetsim Jangan Studio, we organized events related to our sandbox experiences and distributed prizes. We also get involved in sandbox Turkey's events or become a participant to help organize the event. For example, in the hackathon, I was both an instructor and jury. I trained more than 60 people for 3 days, almost nonstop. We currently have a sandbox training camp project for Turkey, but we are working on the details. Question 10. From your delegate description, what kind of voice do you want to be? Biversenart jokingly wrote, baritone. As well as suggestions that make sense and improve the ecosystem against others. Question 11. What kind of delegate do you want to be known as? Biversenart wrote, we will learn together in time. Question 12. What sort of SIFs do you not support? Biversenart wrote, I do not support all SIFs that will contribute nothing to the sandbox ecosystem. Question 13. What type of SandFam voter best fits your delegation style? Biversenart wrote, everyone who contributes to the ecosystem in some way and wants to improve it, because that's what I do. Question 14. What was the delegate process like for you? Biversenart wrote, I applied, a short interview afterwards, and then one day I got an email in my mailbox saying I became a delegate. Question 15. Does the 2 million gifted voting power change your voting perspective or process? Biversenart wrote, do I have such a gift? Good opportunity to become a dictator. Joking, of course, gave me the smiley face with the tongue stick out emoji. Clearly joking on that. Biversenart wrote further, I really don't know. As I said, I couldn't look because I was very busy, but even if it's 100 million, it doesn't change much for me. That's pretty much in line with what I've heard elsewhere, that none of the delegates knew this was coming. And so Biversenart, who's been focusing a lot on Builders Challenge 1 and 2, Builders Challenge 2 happened while the DAO was announced, it makes sense that Biversenart didn't know that the 2 million was gifted, especially when announced. So, the last question, question 16, have you had to sign any agreements to be a delegate? Biversenart wrote, no. I don't have any community questions or open topics, so that brings us to Sandbox Spaces. So if you're listening to this, Biversenart and others, the places that Sandbox gathers is in the Discord, the Sandbox Game Discord, hashtag DAO discussion channel. There's also the Sandbox DAO forums. And on Twitter, we use hashtags SandFam, hashtag the Sandbox DAO, hashtag the Sandbox Game. Also follow the Sandbox DAO Twitter page. On YouTube, there's the at Sandbox DAO. Or at the Sandbox DAO official YouTube, which is where the official podcast is for the Sandbox DAO. There's also at LanzerYT, which is the podcast you're listening to right now, which is SandDAO. And then there's at SandFam Cafe, which is a monthly panel of different community voices hosted by Bruno, otherwise known as Pickaxe Master. On Twitter and X, on Mondays, there's Mochaverse Hall. On Tuesdays, there is on Saturdays, there is Bulls on the Block. On Monday through Friday is Coffee with Captain. And on Tuesdays is Natively Digital with Whale members. I highly recommend visiting these if you can, because that is where you'll find many SandFam members, and you'll be able to introduce yourself further and ask for more delegates. And that's all I have this episode. This was SandDAO Podcast 47, our text-based interview with Biversenart.eth from Turkey. Motto is stay free, stay true, and has a big background and experience in game making, voxel editing, and is with one of the Game Jam Studios who has not one, but two experiences in Alpha Season 4. You can find that in 00 on the map. Thank you all for your time. Have a great day.